Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They're trying to set the market, and the fact that the Pirates are involved in the market setting price for the best free agent on the market is noteworthy. Is it worth getting excited for? No. It's like at an auction, just because you raise your arm a whole bunch of times does not mean you're leaving with anything.
Good morning, everybody. That's the wonderful Noah Hiles talking about the Buccos' interest in attempt to acquire Kyle Schwarber, who is a Philadelphia Philly. Then yesterday, got the ESPN alert on my phone. Breaking news. Pete Alonso signs, and I was like, oh! With the Baltimore Orioles. And it bothered me. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Pirates were never really rumored for Pete Alonso.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was never any legitimate smoke there. We didn't have the big names reporting that the Pirates had made an offer or inquired on Pete Alonso. And I'm wondering why. If you were willing to go to places that as a franchise you've never gone before on a guy like Kyle Schwarber, why would you not be willing to do the same for Pete Alonso? It's confusing to me. And I don't have an answer. I'm asking a question that I don't even have a theory on. I'm just a little bit surprised that we didn't get the Pirates were close on this guy.
Well, I think that they were so focused on just the whole Kyle Schwarber thing. I think they were all in, pushing their chips all in on just putting all their energy towards Kyle Schwarber. And also, Pete Alonso is a first baseman. They probably feel like that they have their first baseman and Kyle Schwarber is a DH.
Just put Pete at DH.
Yeah. But I think that that's kind of how they think a little bit. It's like, oh, we already have our first baseman in Horowitz. We don't need another first baseman. What are we going to do with Spencer Horowitz if we sign Pete Alonso? But, like, you know, any realistic organization would be like, well, that's Pete Alonso. Who cares what you do with Spencer Horowitz? It's Pete Alonso.
Exactly.
But I think the Pirates look at it like, oh, well, we want a DH. We want Kyle Schwarber. That's what we're focusing on first. And, you know, they probably just let Pete Alonso go.
You said this yesterday. Good show, by the way.
Thank you.
You said this yesterday, and I'm in full agreement. If you were going to spend that kind of money, if you were prepared to spend that kind of money on Kyle Schwarber, you can't come away from this offseason empty-handed. And $7.75 million for a reliever. I saw people tweeting out, see, the Pirates mean business. No, that's the kind of move that they've always made.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I dislike the move. He's a left-handed specialist. That's a little bit different in today's day and age because you have to face the three-batter minimum, so you might get more than just lefties whenever you toss that guy out there. But they did it a couple of years ago. They paid Aroldis Chapman $10 million. Like, that's a decent-sized chunk of change typically for the Pirates, but That's not something that made me go, oh, they mean business. Again, good move, but it doesn't get me all hot and bothered. You need hitters.
Yep.
And the password was a good trade. I'm all for it. That guy might be one of your future outfielders. He might be one of your outfielders, probably should be, from day one to start the season. Okay, great. He's got considerable upside. He's a top 100 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. He was the number three prospect for the Red Sox. He slots in, what, as your eighth prospect and your second best hitting prospect. Fair enough and good. You need to spend real money on guys. It can't be, oh, we only were willing to spend that money on Kyle Schwarber. You need to sprinkle that money then around.
Yes.
A couple hitters, three hitters. I don't want bad hitters. I think even if you got three marginal hitters, that would really help elongate the lineup and could have you fighting for the playoffs this year because your pitching is so good. And I do think your bullpen has a chance to be pretty good. But you need to spend it. The Pirate Fest is 44 days from today. They need to have guy or guys that make waves before then, or it is going to be a brutal Pirates Fest.
I don't know if they meant to do this or not, but I think that, you know, taking the approach of putting it out there and, you know, talking obviously to Schwarber's agent and saying that we're willing to pay $125 million for Kyle Schwarber over 4 years, and that's going to make the Pirates look like that they're serious, you know, they're serious this year in the offseason, that they're serious in surrounding Paul Skeens and making this team better. And that maybe Pirates fans and Pirates supporters will be like, oh, look at this. The Pirates are actually doing something. Let's rally behind what they're doing. We can believe in the Pirates. But I don't know if they really thought about the back end of that, that if you don't get Kyle Schwarber, now that money is still up there.
Yep.
That $125 million, which will be what, I mean, 25, let's say 25 a year for this year, better be spent now. You're willing to do that. So you better be willing, and you better come through with either three players, two players, or one player underneath that $25 million and make sure that you spend that.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's the standard now.
I think if they believe that just being the bridesmaid, never the bride, was going to buy them some equity in the fan base from a public relations standpoint, that is such a miscalculation. I saw, oh God, who was it? One of the national baseball podcast folks. Sorry, I don't have a name to slap on that guy. Said, oh, Pirates fans probably excited that they were this close to Schwarber. No.
No.
No. Don't pretend like you know us. I'm so tired of national media members doing that with the Steelers. Don't do that with the Pirates.
Uh-huh.
We're not excited. We're not excited.
Didn't get him.
Almost getting Kyle Schwarber does nothing for me. It's like,
how much almost have we had in our life? I could almost do anything.
Yes.
Can I put it into a perspective real quick?
I'm not trying to get to third base on my third date. I want to go all the way, baby. Go ahead, Harry.
Oh, yeah. So I think
I can't look at Harry. There's flowers in the way. I'm not picking up on your cues.
So
why, when I'm grieving, do I sound like Bill Burr?
Grief comes in different ways.
That's right.
Different forms.
I don't like flowers. Who likes flowers? Now I'm Seinfeld. Go ahead, Harry. Sorry.
Did anybody send you flowers, by the way?
I mean, I've been waiting, Harry.
Oh.
I didn't even get a text from you. That's fine. That's okay. We don't have to worry about that.
I feel like the last person you'd want to hear from when you're grieving is me, but yeah, it's just...
Just want to hear from your friends. Do go on with the baseball.
So, I agree with your frustration with the national people saying things like that, but is there not any form of excitement that the Pirates are willing to spend that much, or that's an indication that they're willing to invest that much?
No.
Because the way I look at it is...
Only if they ultimately invest it.
Exactly.
Right. And when an investment happens, that's fine. So doesn't it get you at least a little bit hopeful that $120 million will be invested appropriately in some other offensive piece?
Not at all, because they haven't done it before.
They've never made an offer at all before, though.
We know how the Pirates are going, how they usually operate. So, yeah, I could say all kinds, and the lip service can be out there. That's great. But, like, there's nothing in the history of really this organization in the last 30 years that's going to tell me that they're actually going to do something with that money. Anybody could say that they can do something. Like, I could say that I have $25 million that I want to invest into a company. I don't have $25 million. So I could say it, though.
Part of me wonders if they made the offer knowing that the offer was never going to get accepted. And I think most Pirates fans, you know, we look at things glass half empty. Until that money gets spent, if that money gets spent, I'm going to believe that that's the case. That they kind of in a way, said, you know what, if we get him, that's great. But if not, woo, okay. Whew. Exhale. Texter writes in, they're going after left-handed power at PNC. That's why they weren't interested in the polar bear. Listen.
Huh.
Listen. I, too, think it makes a lot of sense to get a left-handed power hitter with the Clemente wall. Pete Alonso can hit him off the scoreboard.
Yes.
I don't think that PNC being generally more unfair to right-handed hitters affects a guy that hits it 425 feet with regularity. It doesn't matter where the fence is. If it's at 424, guess what happens? That thing's going over the wall.
Are you in a position as the Pittsburgh Pirates to make that determination, though? No, you're not. You're not in a position to be like, well, we need left-handed hitters, or we need right. No,
you need
the
best.
Yeah, you need hitters. You're not in a position to make those calls. That's a call that you know that the Dodgers make, or one of these top teams make. It's like, okay, we can get down to the nitty gritty and to the detail of the type of player that we want because we have everything else.
That's right.
Pirates are in a position to do that?
No, you need run producers. You need run creators. There's a player for the Houston Astros I was reading this morning, Myers, who's a center fielder, who I guess the Pirates are interested in and potentially would consider moving Mike Burrows. Now, that might not be the case now since they got the password in the Johan Oviedo deal, but this guy who hit 3 homers last season and the most he's ever hit in a year is 13. If they want to be picky, they should be picky like that, where you should not be attempting to acquire an outfielder with very little power.
Right.
Like, I don't care if it's right-handed power. I don't care if it's left-handed power. I don't care if it's switch hitting power. I don't care if the guy hits home runs with his feet. You need someone who can hit the ball over the damn fence.
Yes.
30 or more times. That's what you need. And if they don't, in the next 44 days, show up to Pirate Fest with a hitter with a bow on his head, people are rightfully going to be ticked off because guys going to get scooped up.
Mm-hmm.
Like winter meetings are over. And it doesn't mean that nothing's going to happen just because that time has passed. But you got 44 days to do something, as far as I'm concerned, or you're going to have a revolt on your hands at Pirates Fest. And that's why I think the people have posited, oh, the Pirates are putting this out there for PR. I don't think you could be more wrong. It only serves to make people angrier if nothing happens. We were all going to be furious
right. If
this offseason came and went and they didn't add to this roster when you've got a finite amount of time with the best pitcher in baseball and the best pitcher in your franchise's history. We would all be pissed off. We're going to be more pissed off if, oh, they were close, they were close, they were close, they were close, and they get nobody. So, hey, they haven't always done the best stuff from a public relations standpoint. Maybe they did think this would help, and it ain't. But I tend to believe that these offers are being reported more from agents and industry sources than just the Pirates themselves.
Yeah, well, but they're smart enough to know that if they go through the agents are going to put it out there. It's just a different way to do it. Different way to put it out there.
Then they totally misunderstand their fan base.
No, I'm not saying that they're absolutely doing this, but I mean, why wouldn't I think that way?
Well, as I said it, as it slowly dripped out of my mouth like molasses there, the Pirates misunderstanding their fan base, it's not exactly something they haven't done before. 412-928-9370, that is the phone number. You can text us. I need a drink of water. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I have a theory on the Buccos. I want to run by Yin's guys, you and Harry, when we come back. But if you want to talk Bucks, you want to talk ball, 412-928-9370, the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
50 years. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Buccos got 44 days before Pirate Fest. Do you think that they'll bring in an A-list player prior to Pirate Fest? That could be the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Pirates reportedly in talks with the Tampa Bay Rays to get Brandon Lau. Brandon Lau, who is a second baseman and an outfielder who hit 31 homers last year. He only has 1 year left on his deal, which doesn't give me pause. I don't care. Mm-mm. Go get him. Mm-hmm. The one thing that makes me nervous would be trading with the Rays. They tend to fleece people.
Yes.
They have fleeced the Pirates in the past. Shane Baz, Tyler Glasnow, things of that nature. But I want a guy who's got pop, and he's got pop. And I almost feel like if you're going to attract a free agent, you might have to make a move like this first. You might have to show the baseball world, the baseball industry, that you are serious about making a push. Like, let's just say for a second, like Kyle Schwarber, that deal was legit. And I'm Kyle Schwarber, and I can take the same money or more money to go to the Pirates or the Orioles or the Phillies. Well, I know the Phillies are serious.
Uh-huh.
Do I know the Orioles are serious beyond bringing me in? Do I know the Pirates are serious beyond bringing me in? If I'm Kyle Schwarber, I might think, okay, what do the Pirates look like if they're exactly the same as last year's team, but with me added to it? Are they going to do anything else?
No. No. Well, you would think probably not, because right. I'm the big fish, yeah.
I'm the big fish. They're paying me $150 million or whatever it would have taken to get it done. And are they going to spend money on anybody else? If you got a Brandon Lau via trade, you bring him in. Maybe if I'm a free agent now, I go, okay, well, there's a little line of protection, and that's going to help out O'Neill Cruz. It's going to help out Brian Reynolds. And now I'm one of the pieces. I'm not just the guy. I think that could probably go a long way. Because if not, I think the Pirates have to pay a Pirates tax.
Uh-huh.
And you might have to go above and beyond what other big market teams are willing to do, because you'd have to take more money to come here if you don't really believe that there's going to be any kind of contention.
Yeah, I just wonder what the other sales pitch is, too. I mean, there has to be multiple. It can't just be the money. what is the other sales pitch for the Pirates? Is it Paul Skeens? Like,
because I mean, how long is he going to be around?
Exactly.
Like a texter just wrote in, if I'm a guy who's going to sign someplace for 4 or 5 years, like how long is Skeens going to be around? Skeens would be the big selling point, to the point where Jason Mackey reported that the Pirates might have Skeens be cold calling guys. Like, hey, come to Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yeah.
You need more than Paul.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, Thorin? At 412-928-9370, Chuck in Uniontown calling up. Chuck, how you doing, man?
Good morning. Thanks. And Merry Christmas and New Year to you.
Same to you, Chuck. Well,
thanks. Let me say this. Number one, the Pirates play right now. They're paying for the sins of the last 5-10 years. Because their reputation is so negative and so bad and so buffoon-like, nobody wants to come here. What they're going to have to do, they're probably going to have to overpay somebody or go overboard to get somebody interested. But they're going to have to see. What I want to see is somebody who chooses the Pirates over another contender, because the Pirates made people believe that they're serious about doing something now. But it's going to be tough because, as I said, the reputation is so bad. But if you get one person as the vanguard, the forerunner that comes here and says, with Skeens here, and since a good free agent or trade come here, if I hear, this might be a place for other people to come. It takes one domino to start.
I think you're exactly right, Chuck. And so, like, I've talked about Brandon Lau. Like, if you trade for Brandon Lau, perhaps that could help you then entice a free agent to want to come play here. On the flip side, like Ketel Marte, who would be an awesome get for the Pirates, the Bucks are on his no-trade list. He didn't want to come here. But if you maybe got a free agent, then maybe you could swing a deal for him because maybe he'd take you off that list if he saw that you were serious about winning. So those are similar situations but kind of flipped around. Mm-hmm. You need to show that you're willing to compete. You have to, or else you need a shoe to drop is what I'm saying. And Chuck, go ahead.
It's going to be tough because, as I said, the Pirates' reputation over the last 10, 20 years is so bad. I've said before, the toughest thing in sports to do is to flip the culture from losing to winning.
Yeah.
And when you're in the baddest plight as the Pirates are, you have to go overboard. But I will just tell you my last three words that I've said all along, don't trade Keller, period.
It sounds like they're pretty open, and thank you so much for the call, Chuck. You be good, all right, buddy?
Thanks.
Call back anytime. We'd love to hear from you. The thing that is out there now is that, you know, I don't think they'd be opposed to a Mitch Keller trade, but it does sound like they might be willing to move a young pitcher.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with either. Mm-hmm. You need bats.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for more financial flexibility, then it would be Keller, but I'm starting to think Keller's not going to yield as much in a trade as...
Not at this point.
No.
There was a time.
Well, even at the deadline, it didn't seem like... You know, who we talked to? Was it Bob Nightingale who said, you know, teams are viewing Keller as more of a 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
than a 2 or 3. And that still might be a reality. I don't care. If you move Keller, great. If you move Burrows instead, great. You can't be moving multiple starting pitchers, as far as I'm concerned, but you could probably afford to part with one more. 412-928-9370. I'll add to Chuck's point, too. Like, they're paying for their sins. When we think about 2013 and the lead up to that, the last good piece of Pirates history, the last good era of Pirates history, I mean, the guys they brought in, like, Russell Martin, that was a big deal for them. But it was all reclamation project guys. It was like A.J. Burnett, who was up and down,
mm-hmm.
who was trying to bounce back, and you go out and you get him. It's Liriano who you get, and then you wind up paying him, but he was a reclamation project. And then by the point where you're trying to add other guys, you had already won and you had shown that you had won. And so it became different. You don't have the we've been winning thing to fall back on. And a reclamation project right now ain't going to be good enough.
No.
I mean, they tried that with the Rowdy Tellezes of the world, and it didn't work out. They're also paying for their sins of the deadline from 2 years ago and last offseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
6:37, time to check out Nine Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. Texter writes in, not overpaying for anyone worthwhile with what's now left of the $25 million, which they may have spent on Schwarber, which is about $18 million now. Please stop saying there's $25 million out there like the $7.5 didn't count. Listen, if signing a guy for $7.5 million keeps them from signing a big fish, then they were never serious about getting the big fish right to begin with. Come on now. The real crime of it is if they are actually legitimately trying now and they didn't the last 2 years.
You're right. That too.
It gives off the vibe. Again, if they're really going full bore at this right now, it gives the vibe of like cramming for a final exam.
Mm-hmm.
Like not studying until the night beforehand. And now, oh boy, we got to get this done.
Like throwing down the field if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers like this past Sunday?
Yes. Oh, now we're really desperate. Look what we'll do when our backs are against the wall. We'll throw the ball down the field. Well, maybe your backs wouldn't be against the wall if you had thrown downfield to begin with. Like we heard about Jazz Chisholm at the deadline. Not this year, but the year prior when the Pirates actually were in it. They missed a golden opportunity. A golden opportunity. And instead of Jazz Chisholm, you get IKF, who was really more or less just a loudmouth who was an okay baseball player who wound up losing Toronto the World Series. and you get Brian De La Cruz, who's got only like five home runs more than I do since the Pirates acquired him, maybe even fewer than that. That's the problem. Then last offseason, your big move is getting Spencer Horwitz, who had a chronic wrist injury and wasn't able to play for a long time. Well, by the time he got up here, the season was already lost.
Over.
You also held on to your manager, who you clearly had thought about firing, and then fired him after they got off to the 12-26 start. Like, if you thought, hey, if things go bad, we'll fire him, then you should have fired him before the season started. Somehow he's got a job with the Twins now. Unbelievable. But what we are all in. Great. Why weren't you all in at the deadline 2 years ago? Why weren't you all in last offseason? What, it's because the looming lockout? Did you not know it was coming?
They're feeling the pressure.
They should have been feeling the pressure before.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
but I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Charrington feared for his job before, and I think that this is the year where he has to do something. So they're feeling the pressure of having to do something, make a big splash, so people ease off, I believe. And they heard the heat, and they felt the heat before, but I don't think that anybody was really under pressure of losing their job. If you're in the front office, I know that obviously Shelton did, but I don't think Charrington now knows that he has to do something.
He must have known he wasn't going to be on the hot seat last year,
right,
no matter what. Now he obviously is, but for me, you either make the playoffs or you're gone, buddy. Like, you either make the playoffs or you're, like, not even competitive, not 500. No, you make the playoffs or you're out of here. Like, this is your last shot.
Because
This could be the final full season of Paul Skeens. This year, there's no lockout. Next year, there's a lockout. Are we even going to see baseball? Then the year after that is probably the year that he would be traded midseason, depending on how things look. So I get why the pressure is ratcheted up right now. I just think these last two off seasons and deadlines have been such wasted opportunities,
yep,
man. And it's so frustrating because they had the pitching last year to be good enough. And the year before, I don't care if it was smoke and mirrors, through 100 games, that's a majority of the season. You were in the sucker, and you're going to get Brian De La Cruz and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Ew. 412-928-9370. I keep refreshing Twitter like today's going to be the day. I'm such a Pirates loser.
Like, today's going to be the day for what? Big signing.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. And they got me. They got me. Doesn't mean that I'm like...
I got Harry. I know that.
I'm not head over heels believing that they're going to do something, but you know, now they got me curious. Who's out there, Harry, that makes sense? Like, Yandy Diaz, we talked about him at the deadline as a Tampa Bay Ray. I'm a big fan of him and his bat and his on-base percentage and his position flexibility, which they seemingly love. But who out there makes sense for you, Harry, that's realistic?
I don't know if there's anybody left. Realistic? I mean, Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, they're still out there.
Yep.
But you'd have to pay them a massive amount to come here.
Well, that's the
thing. I'm trying to think, too, because we talk about 2013 and how Russell Martin came. Russell Martin only came because the Pirates were willing to pay him the most money of anybody. And that started a trend because then they got Francisco Liriano. I mean, A.J. Burnett was an appealing choice, I think, to a lot of people. And then in the next couple seasons, it was exciting to play for the Pirates. Gerrit Cole was coming up and emerging. Andrew McCutchen, MVP.
Right. You already had the piece that if, like, Russell Martin didn't have to come here and be the guy. When you have an MVP candidate that's playing every single day, that's a selling point more than a Paul Skeens, I would think.
I feel like the best players don't want to be the only player.
Right.
Is a big thing. And I mean,
well, I think lineup protection is a real thing.
I mean, look at the lineup protection for Schwarber.
Exactly.
In Philly.
Trey Turner, Bryce Harper.
Here's the best theory that I've seen on all. Exactly. Here's the best theory I've seen on all this, and a texter just brought it up. The Pirates are trying to dodge a grievance. Like, you've got the looming lockout coming up, and a lot of the talk this last year plus, as we've known that this lockout is going to be right around the corner, has been the Pirates are getting all this revenue sharing money. All these small market teams are getting this revenue sharing money, and they're not willing to reinvest it into the product on the field. Well, now you got this lockout next year, and the Pirates go, no, we're trying to invest this money. And even if they don't, they can say, hey, at least we tried. Maybe they do want it out there, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the fans. Perhaps it's just getting the industry saying, whoa, hey, look at these Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe baseball's not all that broken. Maybe, hey, if they could be interested in a Kyle Schwarber, anybody can. And that means baseball's fine. I could definitely see that being the angle. Texter, I know you guys are doing your job, but we cannot wait until you stop talking Pirates. Listen, if this was last offseason, we wouldn't have been. There was no smoke to anything.
Nothing.
Like people, and I'll just talk from how the sausage is made standpoint. Like, we know how many people are listening right now on the YouTube, on the stream, on our X stream. And people love transactional stuff. So you, sir, are probably in the minority. Not to say we won't start talking Steelers momentarily, because we will. Eugenio Suarez turns me on. I also think he's a good baseball player.
Yeah. So both. You're turned on by him, and you like watching him play baseball.
I mean, just think. I know he's not a great defensive player. But if it's Pirate Fest, and poor old friggin' Jared Triolo got to walk up there and talk to, like, Dan Zangrilli and then the media, it's not his fault. But people boo his ass. But if you walk Eugenio Suarez out there, you're going to have more people at Pirates Fest, I would venture to say, than any time since 2013,
mm-hmm.
14 and 15, maybe the most you've ever had. So, do it. Do it.
We'll see.
I have significant concerns that he's a massive regression candidate. But that being said, he's still probably going to pot you 30 homers. And you don't have a guy like that. Texter, don't listen to that guy. Keep talking Pirates. Texter, I DM'd Sydney Sweeney to go on a date. She never responded. That's the Pirates equivalent.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. 412-928-9370. I mean, in addition to going out and getting guys, non-negotiable. Like, you need O'Neill Cruz and Brian Reynolds to play up to their potential.
Yeah, I mean, we say that every year.
Yep. This is where I usually exhale in a depressed manner over the state of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Greg from Youngstown, others waiting patiently on hold. We'll get to you guys. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter, Suarez could hit 45, maybe 50 homers at PNC Park. Yes, he could. Go get him. He ain't young. He's probably not going to command. He's not going to command what the other guys we've talked about would have and did command, like the Pete Alonzos and the Kyle Schwarbers of the world. But you need some pop. I am okay with a little bit of regression there. 412-928-9370. Greg in Youngstown's been patient on hold. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I heard Chuck talking about culture in baseball.
Yeah.
There's no culture in baseball. There's none. It's called paying players. If the Dodgers didn't pay players, there'd be no culture. So I don't want to hear this. They didn't make a pitch for Alonso because he would have came here. Guarantee you would have. But they don't want to do this. You guys, I mean, not you guys, but it's a bunch of BS. Unless the players said they got an offer or the agent said they got an offer, don't believe anybody.
Well, no, the point here, Greg, is, and I'm not necessarily arguing with you, it's not even about culture. It's about if I have offers to go elsewhere and the Pirates don't have anybody but me, let's just look at it from Kyle Schwarber's perspective. Why would I want to go to Pittsburgh for an extra $5 million when I could go to Philly? It's basically the same money. I'm set for life. And, oh, I don't know, I could also win.
Right.
I mean, do you think Alonzo's going to win on the Orioles?
I think they have a track record of winning more recently than the Pirates do.
You know what? If you offered this guy the money and you moved in left field, said, I'll move in left field for you. I don't even care. The guy would play here. I guarantee it.
I think you
it.
Have to go so far. I think you have to outpay far and away more than anybody else would pay, Greg, unless you show a willingness beyond just that move to bring guys in. It can't just be a one move in a vacuum.
No.
Like, hey, Kyle Schwarber, you're a Pirate. Okay, what else are you going to do? Oh, no, that's it.
No, you can't. That's not going to happen.
That's it. And, like, if you don't think that matters in, like, the transfer portal and stuff, it's the same kind of deal. Like Texas Tech, you go above and beyond and you pay one guy. You pay that guy way above whatever the market value would have been. And then, yeah, you're paying other players above and beyond, but you also have to show that there's a willingness to win. It can't just be, I'm the only guy you're going to overpay.
No, right.
Oh, you got a left tackle. Why would I want to come play left tackle if I know my left guard's going to suck?
Right.
Or that we're going to have no chance of win, and I'm not going to get eyeballs on me for the NFL. Like, it all money, of course, talks, but these guys have a chance to go make money elsewhere, too. You have to do something to separate yourself. That might mean paying an extra $15 million for a guy, or that might mean making a trade for a player so that whenever I go out and try to get a Kyle Schwarber, he knows that you mean business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going anywhere that I don't have a chance to win. And then if it's like the second tier where it's about money, like you have to pay me listen, I don't want to go play baseball in Pittsburgh. Like, I wouldn't want to play baseball. I'd rather go to Florida. I'd rather go to the Marlins, Miami. I'd rather go to Arizona. I mean, you could tell, you know, name a middling team that is out there that has a better weather or situation than the Pirates. Is basically every single team. Like, I don't want to go and make five extra million dollars playing baseball in Pittsburgh.
I hate to say that,
but it's the truth.
I am with you. If I'm going to go someplace and get paid to lose,
it's going to be
anywhere else.
Anywhere else, right.
And Baltimore was a massive disappointment last season because they were really damn good the year prior. Like, the Pirates haven't been quote-unquote good, since 2015.
Now, did they get a new manager too?
They got a new owner 2 years ago, and that's different too. That matters too. Like, oh, is this guy? This guy's got a willingness. This guy's promise is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
They won 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
With the Pirates, you can't say any of that stuff. And God love Don Kelly. It's not like he brought Tito Francona in here either.
Right.
Like, the Reds were reportedly in on Kyle Schwarber. The Reds were good last year. That's going to make a difference.
Like, and I look at connections too. Like, that's why I was thinking, like, okay, like if the Orioles did they get a new manager? Does that manager have a connection to Pete Alonso? Does Don Kelly have connections to any players out there? Does, you know, like I would want to follow the GM that I had my first couple years if I'm like in my prime of my career. Like, if my GM ended up going to the Pirates or something, and I had him in Boston, and it's like, all right, I'm up for a contract. Yeah, I'll probably go with him because I trust him. Like, there's little connections, but I don't know anybody in the Pirates organization that's, on the managing, on the staff or whatever.
Who's got cachet?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's another angle that you could get maybe guys to come here.
Yeah.
But they don't have it.
To tie that all back together, too, about the Pirates from before, Clint Hurdle was a great manager to play for.
Right.
And I think players wanted to play for him because of the success he had with the Rockies prior going to the World Series. So you mix a good manager, too, with a lot of players that are invested, and then you get a...
Look at the Reds.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And I think Greg missed the point. We weren't saying, oh, you want to go to a fun clubhouse and a great environment and a culture. No, 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 no. It's not about culture. It's about showing that you mean business.
Winning.
It's about winning.
Or trying to win. Like, everybody at that level knows how hard it is to win. And across all professional sports, they understand how hard it is to win. But if you are attempting to win, and you could kind of see through the trees that, you know, if these things do happen, we could win, that's a different scenario.
Yes.
Then, oh, there's no chance.
Yes.
There's no chance.
Yes.
Different scenario.
I think, you know, if you're Kyle Schwarber and you play against the Pirates, you know that their starting staff's pretty good. How much weight does that carry? Not much. Like, you build half a baseball team. You build half a baseball team. You need to start building more than that for a big money guy to want to come here. Like, I'm not coming here to play for 5 years. Like, yeah, you count your dollars. I don't know why that's such a hard concept to grasp. I'd rather count my dollars at a place where they have a track record of winning.
And especially, I mean, there's little things that go into it, too. Like, okay, say, I don't know this, but if Kyle Schwarber has, like, three kids. Like, oh, am I going to move my family to Pittsburgh while we've settled here in Philly over $5 million? Or am I going to keep my kids in the same school with their friends and stay here in Philly and try to win with the line of protection that I have and my buddies that I've been playing with for the last couple of years.
Well, right.
There's little stuff like that that people don't think about, but that's the that happens.
Virginia Tech just kept Brent Pry as their defensive coordinator because that guy didn't want to move, to your point. All right, Pat Bostic going to be joining us next. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into there's a lot of quarterback stuff out there right now. Phillip Rivers going to play some football. Kenny Pickett going to get a start. Is Joe Burrow contemplating retirement?
Shedeur Sanders starting the rest of the season?
My guy. We'll get into all of it with Pat. Show of 1,000 takes. Bang. All right, well, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice of affordable legal solutions. I'm out of practice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.